Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel, that is Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed. And let's not forget, if it is a double Parsha of Vayakel Pekudei, then this is the second Aliyah and not the third Aliyah. So we had learned that everyone brought all the donations to the Mishkan, and now Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Vayar Moshe Bnei Israel, and Moshe said to the Bnei Israel, Re'u, see, Kara Hashem B'Shem, Hashem called out in name, meaning Hashem has singled out Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Mate Yehuda, this person whom we've learned about previously, named Bezalel, he was the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Yehuda, Vayimali Oysa Ruach HaLakim, and Hashem filled him with a godly spirit, B'Chachma, with wisdom, U'Besvuna, and understanding, U'Bedas, and with knowledge, U'Bechol Malacha, and the ability to do every craft, V'Lachshev Machshavos, to make artistic designs, with gold, silver, and copper, and the ability to do lapidary work, which we already said is the work of working with stones, and working with wood, to do every artistic craft, and he also gave him the ability to teach, who, him, meaning referring to Bezalel, Ahaliyav ben Achisamach from the tribe of Dan, Mile Oysam Chachma slave, he filled him with the wisdom of heart, to do every work of the craftsman, the artist, the embroiderer, with which materials? Batchelis with blue wool, bargaman with purple wool, batas, shani with scarlet wool, bashesh with linen, va'irig in the work of a weaver. I say kol malacha, that who can do every work, v'chayshvei machshavais, and those who make artistic designs. Now let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Dalid Vahaliyav Mishevet Dan. He was from Shevet Dan Min Hayerudim Shebashvatim. This is the lowest of the tribes. In Bnei Hashvaches, Dan was from the sons of the maidservants. Vehishva Hamakim LeBetzal LeMelech Hamishkan. And Hashem equated him with Betzalel along with the work of the Mishkan. Vehu Migdalei Hashvatim. Betzalel was from the greatest of the Shvatim, from Yehuda. Lekayim Hashenemer. This is a fulfillment of the pasuk that says Loi Nikar Shoy Lefnei Dol, and the nobleman is not recognized ahead of the poor person. So we have from the lowest and from the highest of Shvatim working together on the Mishkan. Back to Chumash, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph. Va'asa Betzal v'Aliyav, and Betzal and Aliyav shall do, v'chol ish chacham lev, and every wise-hearted man, asher nasan Hashem chachu svuna behema, that Hashem placed wisdom and understanding in them, l'das lasleis, to know how to do, as kol melech navodas ha-kodesh, all of the holy work, l'chol asher tziva Hashem, everything Hashem had commanded, v'ikra Moshe Betzal v'Aliyav, v'chol ish chacham lev, and Moshe Rabbeinu called Betzal and Aliyav, and all men wise of heart, asher nasan Hashem chachma b'libay, that Hashem placed wisdom in their heart, kol asher nasay libay, everyone whose heart inspired him, l'karva el ha-melech ha-lasay z'aysa, to approach the work to do it, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay guys, now it's time to start the work. V'ayikchum lefnei Moshe, so they took from before Moshe, eis kol ha-chuma asher yitviyu b'nei Yisrael ha-melech ha-savayis ha-kaydesh, all the chuma, all the donations that Klai Yisrael brought for the work of the holiness, lasay z'aysa, to do it. They took all the materials, v'heim yivyu elav od nedava b'biker b'biker. However, people kept on bringing additional davis, additional donations every single morning. All the wise men that were doing all this holy work, each man from the work that they were doing, and they said to Moshe saying, the people keep on bringing more materials, more than is necessary for the work, that Hashem commanded to do it. So Moshe commanded, and they proclaimed throughout the camp, Lamer saying, Ish v'isha, each man a woman, al yasu oid melach l'chumas ha-kaydesh, should not do any more work towards the donation of the kaydesh for building the Mishkan, v'ikali ha'am ha'avi, and the nation was held back, meaning they held themselves back from bringing. V'amelach ha'isa dayim l'chol ha'melach ha'lasus ha'isa v'haiser, and the work was sufficient for them, and the work to do it, and they even had extra. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Midei Avoida. They were saying it's too much. Yais mechdei tzarech avoida. This is more than necessary for the actual avoida. Vayikale, they were held back. Lashem minia, this is they were restrained from bringing anything else. Vamalacha haisa daim l'chol hamalacha, and the work was sufficient for them. What does that mean? Umalachas hava haisa daim shel oisei mishkan, and the work of bringing, meaning all the stuff that people brought, was sufficient to be made for the mishkan. L'chol hamalacha shel mishkan, for all the work of the mishkan. L'asos haisa, to make it ulhaiser, and they even had extra left over. And with this, we complete the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel. Remember, when Vayakel and Pekudei are together, don't forget to continue the Aliyah. We're going to stop here for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.